Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm John Carpilio.
I'm a little nervous. Sounds like it won't be as cold, but looks like it'll get some rain and wind. So that was pretty tough last year with all the headwinds, but yeah, hoping for the best.
That's Adam Krent from Snoqualmie, Washington. He was at the Boston Marathon finish line yesterday. Krent will be running the race for the fourth straight year tomorrow. WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be covering the race for WBUR and joins me in the studio to talk about the 123rd Boston Marathon. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, John.
Alex, what are you going to be watching for tomorrow?
Well, John, like Adam, I'll be watching the weather, but now it sounds like he doesn't have to be as nervous as he might have been because we're getting updated forecasts from meteorologist Dave Epstein, who says it now looks like the race will be run in dry weather. The rain, if it does happen, will be before the race starts, and the race, when it gets underway at around 9 a.m. tomorrow, those are the wheelchair races, it looks like it'll be dry. But still, keeping last year in mind, race organizers have taken some precautions. They'll have extra buses along the course for shelter if the runners need it. They're also eliminating the time gap between the starts of the third and fourth waves of runners, so those fourth wave runners won't have to stand around in the rain if there is rain tomorrow. They've also taken steps to protect the thousands of volunteers with ponchos.
Now, what about the races themselves?
It should be terrific. All four defending champions are back, starting with Yuki Kawauchi and Des Linden in the men's and women's open races. Kawauchi was the first Japanese winner since 1987 last year, and Linden was the first U.S. woman to win the marathon since 1985. She says the year since winning the race has been a whirlwind of invitations and appearances. She even threw out the first pitch at Fenway Park yesterday, and that has affected her training.
This last year has been different, just how I've attacked the training, and so makes you a little nervous, just in that excited way, like maybe there's something new there, maybe there's something different, but everything went really well, so I think I'll have a strong day.
It will be a challenge for her to repeat tomorrow. She's up against a very talented international field led by some past champions, Edna Kiplagat, Caroline Rodich, and Sharon Cherop. They're all Kenyans.
You mentioned Kawauchi. How does he stack up against the rest of that field tomorrow?
It's going to be difficult for him to repeat his championship tomorrow. He's not even the fastest Japanese runner in the field. He did thrive in the terrible weather last year when so many of the elite African runners struggled. Tomorrow, though, I think you'll see a return to form by those African runners, past champions like Geoffrey Kiriou of Kenya, and a couple of Ethiopians, Lemmy Baharnu and Elisa Desisa. Those guys are also past Boston Marathon champions, so look for them to run well tomorrow.
And the wheelchair races?
Two of the all-time greats defending their titles tomorrow, American Tatyana McFadden. She's going for her sixth overall win in the Boston Marathon. And then Switzerland's Marcel Hug in the men's race. He could win his fifth straight tomorrow.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to compete on Monday. Really looking forward.
Are you worried about the weather?
Not really, because normally I'm good in rain conditions.
Now, Alex, finally, This is the first year the race and the anniversary of the bombings 6 years ago will fall on the same day. How will that be reflected tomorrow?
Well, John, I think it'll be on the minds of everyone all day tomorrow. I spoke to Tom Grilk, he's the CEO of the Boston Athletic Association, about the anniversary.
What happened in 2013 was, number one, a tragedy and a horror of the first dimension. It was, secondly, a series of events that showed how strongly people can respond, how resolute people can be in their determination to move on.
And one thing we're expecting tomorrow, John, is some sort of acknowledgement near the finish line at 2:49 p.m. That was the moment the first bomb exploded back on April 15th. Of 2013. You can expect the marathon officials to make some sort of reflection on that tomorrow at that time, and there will be thousands of people crossing the finish line when that happens. You can also expect church bells to ring in downtown Boston at that moment.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, John.